videos.
Yep.
So like a, I think she's like a little year old.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he was very excited to see her video, which is cool because it's also like a very, it's a very artistic event and also brings the community together with, you know, people that live here, contribute and want to be involved in the arts in many ways. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get to go. Thank you, Julie from Freshly Pressed. She was going to put me on the list, but unfortunately, there was just too much going on. I was in Whistler on Saturday, and I had a friend's engagement and another friend's birthday. It was a very, very busy weekend. I wanted to squeeze in there, but you know what? Because Sedwa is from Vancouver, I know we're going to see lots more of them in the next little while, and we're going to be talking more about them in the coming weeks.
When is their album release?
The album, Little Mountain, will be released to the masses this upcoming Tuesday, March the 6th.
This next Tuesday, so yeah, make sure to check
and we'll play something from that album next show next in two weeks' time.
2 weeks, that's right.
And I would normally ask you, but now that you're going and I'm taking over, I'm going to say it. My word is like, Oak, we will play a song from that album next
now you
show.
Better. There you go. Yeah, so, well, it's good that you're already making announcements for our next show.
Stay tuned. Mark it on your calendars, folks. We're going to play a Sed the Whale song 2 weeks from now from their brand new album. So stay tuned.
It's actually out this Tuesday.
Do we mention it's out this Tuesday? March the 6th? Did we mention that?
Yeah, no, we are. Anyway, check them out. Yes, please check out the new issue of Discordant Magazine. It's out today, but it's the March issue, which starts tomorrow. March is tomorrow, and there's really good articles. Sharon Pinks is on the cover.
It's a cool, really cool cover too. Actually, yeah,
it's a
nice black and white kind of retro throwback sort of feel.
Yeah,
well, because we have a brand new editor here too. Actually, we should mention that as well.
Let's mention that.
Welcome.
This was actually Gregory Adams' last issue.
Oh, right. So you know, before we do the welcomings, we should give the appropriate send-offs.
Yeah.
So thank you for all your great, I don't know if it's years of service, but months of service to Greg Adams, who was the editor of Discorder up until basically today. And now we are welcoming Laurel Borelman.
Yeah, and she's already doing a great job putting this next issue, which is April.
She conducted a great meeting last night.
Yeah.
I was there. It was it was a few people who are kind of speaking out of turn, but she whipped them back into place. No,
wonderful.
I'm kidding. No, she's actually very chill. Very cool. I'm excited to work with her in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think Discorder has had a history of great editors, and it's always a good opportunity for people to get involved in journalism and all of this. And also, shout out to anyone interested in music and music journalism and going to shows and reviewing them, listening to albums and reviewing them, having a feature article. All of this you can do for Discorder Magazine. You just need to contact Zoe, or the editor. You can, either way. They'll send you to the right event, proofreading party, contributors meeting.
Or just come by and see us here at the station, second floor of the sub. It's a very fun little community, lots of good people. Our lounge is always very cozy, interesting folks to talk to. I'm sure CJ will be here, and he can chat you up while he's here.
Yeah, CJ's always here. CJ, if you're listening, you're the best. The station loves you. Okay, so
we're down to your final few minutes here.
Oh, there's CJ.
Hey. He's raising the roof as well. It's a real 90s throwback afternoon here on CITR.
Here.
It's our second Raise the Roof of the
Hello,
hour.
Hello, Radioland.
We're just mentioning how people should come and say hi to you.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I love people from the Radioland.
That was CJ. Okay, we're signing off. We're 2 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. What do we choose a song? Why don't you choose a song from that album?
Okay.
You will be doing this after all.
This is true. Okay, well, I don't know too much about this album, to be perfectly honest with you, so I'm just going to base on the title. Yeah. Hey, you know, actually, while we were talking, CJ, have you had a chance to sample the new Tyrannosaurus album?
No.
No. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to send, let's see, there's a few tracks here. I'm just going to base on the name of the tracks.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, I'm
going
to send, let me do track 3. For you, Anna. It's called Keep It Together.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it
I know you're leaving us here at Discorder, but we hope that you keep it together and best of luck in all your new adventures.
Thank you. And please, can you please say the name of the album?
Oh.
It's a good one. It's all that. It's all of this. Can you read that?
Oh, that's a, okay. So Tyranno Horse's new album is called Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion, Lioness.
There you go. Yeah, well, it's... I should...
So, was that not quick enough? It's the brand new Tyranno Horse album. Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion, Lioness.
Very good.
On it's, CITR 109.
I should know it's not brand new. Well, it is from this year, but...
Okay. Did I say brand new?
Is there
last... Well, I'm, see, the thing is, I'm brand new to this, so yeah. I'm making all these brand new rookie mistakes.
Well, that's why I'm here to note it.
Noted.
Anyways, so track... What was the track?
You know, not only is it... Not only because we want to keep it together, but I always find track three is usually a winner on most albums. A lot of bands like to throw their best stuff around track three, track four, so let's hope this time it works. Track three, keep it together, Tyranno Horse... From Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion, Lioness. This one's going out to you, Anna, on Y1.9 CITR.
And this was the Discorder Radio Show. Bye-bye.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now, those guys were good. I like those guys. Tyranno Horse, is that right?
Yeah.
Tyranno Horse. Can I just see this here? And the name of the album again is, thank you. Oh, that's right. I walked in just as Ghost Wolf, Mother Hawk, Prairie Unicorn, Lion, Lioness. Are we sure those aren't the names of the songs? Okay, no, I guess you're right. Just had to double check. Okay. Thank you. Now, Anna, that's it. So, adios. It's been a slice, and I guess she's moving on to, I suppose, greener pastures, but she'll still be around CITR, so it's not all over forever. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where we listen to Canadian music. And it is Thursday. No, it's not. It's not Thursday. It's Wednesday. It is 6:34-ish, 6:35. And we're going to start something with, we're going to start this off with something from the PAC-AD. They have a new album out. It's called Unpersons. This is another Mint Records release from them. And these are two girls. That's it. All just two girls that make all this noise. And they're East Van girls, too. And I think they went to, I want to say they went to, because I'm a teacher in East Van myself at a high school. I think they went to, I forgot it. Anyways, not Tupper, let's put it that way. let's see what we're going to hear. The name of the song we're going to hear is Haunt You, Haunt You. So this song, this new record has 13 songs. These girls have been busy. They are Becky and Maya. Anyways, here you go. This is the PAC-AD. All right, folks, I am here, and CD player number two is not responding to my command. I have a witness who I'm like, Val, I'm on CD two. No, it's just not working. Okay, that's okay, folks. But let me tell you that that first, wow, it was a great song, wasn't it? That was the pack that we just heard, the pack AD. And Templeton is the high school that they went to, Templeton. So good East Van girls. But anyways, let's move on. Let's hear something from another bunch of Vancouver kids. And there's a girl involved. That would be Katie Lappy. And in addition to Katie, who is the lead singer in the band, and the band I'm talking about is The Safety Show, we have good old Joe, the best drummer in the city, Joe Schimeld, Sean Bristow, and Shane Phillipson. Now, if you need to see one band live in the city, this is it. Because all of those people together are just cosmically delicious. I don't know where I got that from, but they are. Okay, so let's hear something, like I said, from this new album. It's called Oh Burrow. This is The Safety Show, and they have, it looks like, no label. They've put this out on their own. Now, of interest, though, this has been recorded, mixed, and mastered by good old Jesse Gander down at The Hive. The Hive Studios is the best place to record in the Lower Mainland. That's in Burnaby. My band recorded there back in the day. Anyways, song four. We're going to hear the song Ghost Pet. Ooh, Ghost Pet. All right, now hopefully there's not a ghost in my machine as I play Ghost Pet. And then we can hear the song. All right, let's give this a whirl. All right, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Lessons.
Well, I need to tell you who that is immediately. That is awesome. My husband was actually listening to that the other night. And I gotta be honest, I'm pretty jaded. I'm not really impressed by much. I'm not. And I was thinking, oh, you think you're so cool listening to that really good music? And then I'm like, wait, that is like really good. Who is that? You know, he was, I think, playing it off of his little iPod there, his iPhone. And I was like, wow, like, what is that? It sounded to me like old school, like late, like almost Iggy Pop, like late 70s kind of stuff. I don't know. So he tells me, which really shocked me, it was the Notes from Underground. I'm like, what? Now, the Notes from Underground is a band out of Vancouver who have been defunct for a while. Defunct. They got defunct as well, but they broke up, I don't know, I want to say like 5-ish years ago or so. There's 3 or 4 of them. At one point, there's 3 main members and they had a fourth. But anyways, yes, and my band back in the day used to play with them a lot. My band used to be, we were Clover Honey, and we used to play all the time with the Notes from Underground, and they were always a good, solid band, don't get me wrong. Like, I always loved the Notes from Underground. Actually, they were always one of my favorite local bands, but when I heard this song, I was like, wow, like, what's up with that? Like, they're, like, on par with the best music I've ever heard. So, anyways, the name of that song is called Robert, I Found the Bridge. And that was like a link that somebody shared through Facebook. How interesting is that? So basically the deal there is that Johnny, who was the bass player, had moved to New York City. And they actually have a video, like I said, on Facebook. And it takes place in New York City. And it looks really cool, actually. So the Notes from Underground are Sean Mrozek. He plays the drums and he sings, and that sounds like him singing that song. He sings some of the songs, and then there's Jeff, guitar player, and then Johnny, there you go, and Johnny, like I said, is in New York City. So anyways, there you go, that's the story of that. Okay, let's move on. By the way, my name is Anita B, and this here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my radio show that is all about Canadian music. And let me just move on. And before we hear something else, let's talk about the weather, because we should. So it is currently 4 degrees out in Vancouver. And tonight the low is 1. And we are expecting some snow/rain showers. And Thursday, which is tomorrow, oh, it's going to be nice. Look at that. It's a high of 7 and sunny. Now that's beautiful, isn't it? Okay. And then once we head on over into Friday, ew, yuck, it's a high of 5 and rain. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all 4 days straight ahead of light rain and highs varying from 5 to 7. Yucky. Blech. That sucks because I'm just not digging the rain. I think I mentioned before, I'm into running. So running is a very weather dependent sport, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm not one of those hardcore people who likes to run in the rain. I'll take it indoors to the treadmill someplace. By the way, speaking of good treadmill locations, if you haven't yet been there, go to the new Trout Lake Community Center. Let me tell you, it is, first of all, it's gorgeous. The design of it, architecturally speaking, is just fabulous. It's like totally wow. It's wowing. It's like a cathedral of wow. And it's very vertically when you walk in. You've got like a lot of glass, but then there's this, it's got elements of procession, and then there's light, and it's just open, and it's very inspiring. I used to be an architecture student too, so I never graduated, but I got through 3.5 years of an architecture degree. Anyways, but the, so when you go upstairs though, that's where the workout room is. That's where you can exercise. And they have, first of all, they have 5 treadmills, which is pretty good for a community center. And it's all like the treadmills and all, a lot of the machines are actually facing a giant wall. So floor to ceiling of glass, like, and huge high ceilings. And it's overlooking directly the lake. I mean, it's at a distance. So now that it's wintertime and there's not a lot of leaves out, you can totally see the lake. It is amazing. So I'm telling you, head on out to the Trout Lake Community Center. And when I went, I shouldn't tell you this, I don't want you all coming in and ruining my fun, but I went on a Saturday morning at like, I don't know, 11:30 or so. And I was like, no problem. I got onto a treadmill and it wasn't busy at all. There was actually very few people there. All right. But enough of that. Enough about my workout moments. I suppose let's move on into, oh, I always play these guys, but why not? I'm playing them because I always listen to Wolf Parade when I work out. So now it looks like I've got here, I've actually got a CD going here. I've got Wolf Parade. Now, I do believe I have Apologies to the Queen Mother, to the Queen Mary, I mean. Apologies to the Queen Mary. But I have it in the wrong case, so I don't know the name of the song. This is song 4, and I'll report back to you. No worries. But I bought a CD at a record store back when, and they gave me a Wolf Parade CD, but they put it in the wrong... Okay, I bought the case that I thought I was that I wanted, but they gave me the wrong CD inside it, which sucks. But anyways... And I never had the... I was too lazy to go back and return it because I'm an idiot. All right. Anyways, this is Wolf Parade. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The dying
to keep you away. Do 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 do
Friday, March 2nd, UBC will be hosting its first ever Relay for Life. The Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is a 12-hour overnight walk, giving communities the opportunity to celebrate cancer survivors, remember and honor loved ones lost, and fight for a future without cancer. You can expect games, yoga, food, and live entertainment to last the whole night. To learn more about the Relay, or for more information, please visit facebook.com/UBCRelay or the blog at ubcrelay.tumblr.com. That's the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Friday, March 2nd at UBC.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil, I would find I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back. Everything was fire engine red and all the gutter kitchen sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head and there was blood on my hand. Well, everything was fire engine red and all the black gods they sang. Ba ba da ba. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. What am I for? What am I for? If not to lie among the palms, what am I for? What am I for? If not to sing another song, what am I for? What am I for? If not to paint the walls with blood. What am I for? What am I for? Yeah.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver. That right there was the Pointed Sticks, and that song is from the late 70s. It's Real Thing, and I have that song on an awesome compilation called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. And this is a Zulu Records release back in 91. So it's a must-have for anybody who's into Canadian music. There's 48 songs, of which includes the Dish Rags. Oh, we've got good old, what's her face? Sukyun Lee and her band. What was that band called? I just saw it. Let's see. Bob's Your Uncle. Bob's Your Uncle's on this band. You got some early 5440. You've got the Modernettes. We've got, my goodness, it just, it doesn't end. I Brain Eater. Yeah, so everyone go out, and if you can find this, get it. Actually, Los Populeros is pretty good. I like that song. All right, so there you go. That was the Pointed Sticks, of course. And before that, we heard something from the Toronto band, who I don't think is around anymore, called the Deadly Snakes. And the song we heard is Gore Vale. And you can find that on their album that was released about 6 years ago, of which, whose name I don't have on me. I was going to do that, and then I got like looking around the studio trying to fix something here, and that didn't work. So anyways, you gotta love the Deadly Snakes. Yes. And then we heard some Wolf Parade. So that album that we heard that song called Bang Your Drum from is At Mount Zoomer, which is a Sub Pop Records release. And At Mount Zoomer, now I think this was released back in 08. Yes, I am correct. And I love those guys. Mm-hmm. All right, my next boyfriend, once I'm done with my husband now, is going to be Dan Beckner. I've determined that. my husband doesn't even listen to my show, so like, what does it matter? I can just say whatever I want. Yes. Okay, but speaking of Dan Beckner, he is now in a band called, he has been for a little while. Oh, let's listen to them. Called the Handsome Furs. Let's hear a little Handsome Furs, just because I can do that right away. So the Handsome Furs, they are a two-piece out of Montreal, and it's Dan Beckner and his wife, who will soon be, okay, anyways, let's move on. So let's hear the song from the Handsome Furs called Evangeline. Now, this band is interesting. They've actually toured all over, particularly China, and they have a penchant, it seems, for everything Chinese, which is, and because they're not Chinese, that's why it's interesting. They're two white people. But they've been to China, and they love it, and I actually was snooping around the internet there, and I found some pictures of their wedding, and they were all dressed up in Chinese traditional, I guess, wedding garb. All right, so here we go. We're going to hear, is it Evangeline or Evangeline? I don't know. Anyways, let's listen to that song. Woohoo! So let's make sure I've got this all straight. And here we go. The Handsome Furs on CITR.
Wind. And we were cold calling. dams, the busy beavers that build them, had almost disappeared. There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
I wake up at 6 a.m., I'm going riding with my friends, meet them on 18th Avenue. Head down to Georgia, from there I check the pressure of the air, get some petrol from the AMU. I slide across the bridge, cutting down traffic. Enough to butter, it's crazy, we attack it. Over the number one, G50K up a hill. Get into trouble, sometimes you gotta crack it. Personal 99, a few sketchy overtakes. Extra careful, you're, I don't wanna die. The road is clear, I am here, smacking ears. I'm on the sea to sky. I like riding crazy. I can be myself, I stand her up for 3 or 4 years. When she comes down, I look around, I put my head down. Fun mouth full until my eyes form tears. Into a future's coming in a little too hot. I'm not too buckled up, you're running straight, you're back in.
dilly 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 ba ba.
All right, that right there was The Smugglers. Now, that's a really good song. I quite enjoyed that one. It's a rocker. It's called Billy Billy Telly Telly Ba Ba. Now, that album, that song you can find, I'm trying to... Give me a second here. I am still doing a little... here it is. Okay, so this is the story here. That song you can find on the album... God, I think released in 2004... I just, Mutiny in Stereo. That's got to be it. Yeah, that's from Mutiny in Stereo. I need to know this too. So if it sounds like I'm very concerned, it's because I have to type all this in. So that was from Mutiny in Stereo, The Smugglers. And you all know everything about The Smugglers. You should if you don't. They're originally out of West Vancouver, and they were formed in high school. Yeah, they were. And they consist of five guys. Yes, five. Always boys. They've had a few sort of rotating cast members, if you will. But Grant Lawrence, of course, is the lead singer. I use the word is the lead singer because I don't know where they're at. I don't know. I don't think they officially broke up. I think they might be dormant. That's a good way, I think, of putting it. There you go. And Grant Lawrence, of course, does CBC Radio 3. So he's quite the radio personality. All right, there we go. So that was The Smugglers. Now, before that, we heard something from a band. Now, this is interesting. They're called The Milk Pipes. And I know I played them because a friend of mine's husband is in the band. And and then on top of that, incidentally, my husband's ex-bandmate, so Ian Jones of the band Pluto, also produced that record. I think he might have done some recording as well with Zach Blackstone, who... did some stuff on Pluto, who recorded some Pluto stuff as well. So how can I not play them then? They're interesting, aren't they? They're kind of, I really like the guitars. The guitars, like the guitar solo is really killer. They're reminiscent slightly of like maybe the Cars, that era of music. Yeah, so there you go. All right, so those are The Milk Pipes. And then Arcade Fire, good old Arcade Fire we heard in there before that. With the song Black Mirror from their album Neon Bible, released, oh, I don't know, how many years ago? Maybe five, something like that. All right, my name is Anita B. This here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm here with you all until 8. So we have about 35 more minutes until Val joins us, and that would be Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and she's here from 8 until 10 now. Now, strap yourselves in because, ooh la la, from 10 until 11, we have the show Sexy in Van City. Yes, we do. So that's hosted by Caroline M. So you have to keep listening tonight, people. It only gets better. Yes, it does. Okay, now, let's continue on our musical journey. And what shall we play next? Oh, I don't know. Let's go hear something from The Parlor Steps. This is a band out of Vancouver as well. They released an album a couple of years ago. This is it. It's called The Hidden Names. My nose seems to be a little stuffy. Let's see. What can I tell you about these guys? The Parlor Steps consist of Caleb Stahl. There's two girls there. There's Allison and Julie. And then we have Rob and Reese. So there's five of them. And yeah. We are going to hear the song. So the name of the album, like I said, is called The Hidden Names. And why don't we hear the song? Oh, I don't know. Let's hear the first song, As the World Turned Out. And here you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
to think we're good enough.
Brown was elected to the provincial legislature of British Columbia in 1972, becoming the first black woman in Canadian history to be a member of the Canadian parliamentary body. Rosemary served in the BC legislature until 1986, when she became a professor in women's studies at Simon Fraser University. A determined feminist, Miss Brown worked throughout her life to promote equality and human rights. Rosemary's dedicated community service won her a multitude of honors, including selection as an officer of the Order of Canada.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
past has left its mark. I fall and stumble in the dark.
Alrighty, folks, that right there was a blast from the past. That right there was a little Daytona action. Yes, it was. And Daytona, oh, good old Daytona. From 1994, that album is called Chicane. And we heard the song Like Heaven. Yes, we did. All right, you know, speaking of Like Heaven, you know what band I've been getting back into a lot lately? Is The Cure. I've been listening to the album, the name escapes me. It's got Fascination Street and 1989, that album, whatever that is. It was my, okay, here we are. But who cares? My mind is going from one thing to the next. And yes, Daytona. All right. Now, before Daytona, we heard local band The Parlor Steps with the song As the World Turned Out. That was from their 2009 album, The Hidden Names. And then before that, we heard The Smugglers from 2004, I do believe. The song was Billy Billy Tele Tele Baba from their album Mutiny in Stereo. And yes, alrighty, we have a good, only 19 minutes or so. And yeah, this show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's what it's called. And this is where Canadian music is played. I'm Anita B. Now, if you'd like to call me, please don't. Just joking. the number here, if you like, is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487, which translates into CITR. Hold on. It's UBC CITR. There you go. In case you forget, UBC CITR. And you can request something, but here's the deal. Here's how this game is played. Don't request anything that's not Canadian, because this is an all-Canadian show. So that's your first rule. Second rule, do not request, oh, I don't know, Jan Arden. Won't play it. Or I'm Mother Earth. Won't play it. Now, here's the thing with I'm Mother Earth. They just suck. So I just won't play them. But however, Jan Arden, now, don't like her music really at all. Like, bleh. However, she's so funny. So, I mean, if I had a Jan Arden comedy special, I'd be more than happy to play it for you. But yeah, you got to listen to her actually on CBC. She is one of the wittiest, most clever people I've listened to. So aside from her music, she rocks. Isn't that a funny thing? Aside from her music, she rocks. Yeah, so you can call me if you'd like. But I kind of stopped giving out the phone number here for a little while because, I don't know, back when, I don't know, 4 years ago, some guy just called me and just said, you're an idiot, and hung up. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want people to call anymore. It really, it's sort of, I hate to admit this, as much as I like to think I am a rock, it kind of shook my confidence. But there you go. So if you want to shake my confidence, call me up and tell me I'm stupid or something, and then do it anonymously, because that's even more valid. But whatever. I'm fine with it. I'm still here. Now, let's move on. Let's go back. Let's go back in time again. Let's go back to 1995 this time. And we've got a little Hayden coming up here. Now, this is from the album Everything I Long For. And this is a classic as far as I'm concerned. This is in the annals of classic Canadian classic indie rock. Yes, it is. So I'm going to have us listen to the song. Oof, I think in September. It's a good song. You can't go wrong. And yeah, no, I can't. I wish I could tell you more about what Hayden is doing right now. I don't know. But let's just listen to the music and enjoy it. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with Hayden.
Program is set to launch in May, so not only will you be receiving the best massage therapy education in the world, but you'll also be working faster as a registered massage therapist. Start a meaningful career and enjoy an almost 100% employment rate. Get more details today on how to become a registered massage therapist in only 20 months.
WCCMT.
Visit collegeofmassage.com.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
children. We're your hunters. It's time for killing.